Good morning to you. Here, I made you some coffee. No, nothing special. Just wanted to have a chat and a snuggle. Are you still thinking about last night? Yeah. I kept waking up, actually, and thinking about it. Yeah, we're so good together. It's like you just read me. You were so in sync with me. And I feel like I am with you too, right? I feel like we just communicate so well. I don't know. Feeding off one another. Yeah, me too. Thanks. So, remember last night, when you shoved my back against the headboard? Yeah, so I got really into that. And remember I told you to grab me, remember? Yeah, you just seemed nervous or reluctant to do that somehow. But I know you've thought about it because we talked about it. And I could sense in the moment that you wanted more, but you held back, didn't you? I felt it. And I told you the other night that I had fantasized about, you know, about that stuff too. So, I mean, look, while we're lying here, we can maybe take advantage of the intimacy we have right now to just set this all straight. We know we work together. You know, we can be sweet or intense and slow and hard and all of these things. But, you know, maybe tonight, will you get a little rough with me? So let's go back to what we talked about last weekend. I want that. It's nice not to script this stuff out too much, but I just want you to really take control. I mean, let me just reassure you. Remember the fantasies we shared last weekend? I know. You had me completely hot and bothered, and I want that. Yeah, throwing me around, that was one of them. And I think you mentioned hair pulling. I'm all for that. Just let yourself go. I want you to shove me. I want you to, like, grab my ass and leave a mark. Rake your hand across my throat as you're fucking me. Squeeze it. Make me cry out, baby. You can fuck me harder. Don't be gentle. Deeper. You know, like you're trying to pound my cervix. Force my legs apart. Bite my inner thigh. Oh, that would be so hot, honestly. If you want to spank me, do it right. Make me feel it. This is what I want to do with you, baby. No, I don't want you to worry about hurting me. If it bothers you, maybe we could come up with a safe word so you know if you're getting too intense. Would that help? Oh, you liked me talking about that? You did? Want me to keep going? Okay. Well, use your hands. Pull my hair. Turn my head. Make me kneel, baby, and shove your cock in my mouth. Thrust into me and don't get scared if I gag. Pull my head back and make me look at you. Come on my face. You can slap me. My face. My cunt. Use your palm. Your strong fingertips. I want to look at those marks later and remember how you made me completely yours. Press my face into the bed while you take me from behind. Hold my arms behind me. Use your teeth. Tomorrow I want to see the welts from your mouth on my tits and my shoulders. Give me a hickey like we're teenagers. Use those teeth on my nipples and my skin. Kiss me, pull my lip, bite my earlobes. I want it to hurt. Eat me out. No, don't be afraid to nibble. Or bite, actually. Anywhere. Anywhere you want. Don't be gentle, baby. I'll tell you if it's all too much, okay? But it won't be. Use your body. Hold me down with your knees. Hover over me. Cover me. Show me your control over me. Show me how you can overpower me. I want it. Shove me onto the bed and fuck me, then flip me over onto my stomach and fuck me harder. Carry me, hold me, bend me over. Kick my legs apart and finger me like your toy. Follow any physical impulse, I can take it. I'm asking for it. Stand over me and come on my body. Make me lie there however you like. I'll be yours to look at. It's not just the roughness I crave, it's your dominance. Make me beg, make me cry out. Would you feel bad the next day if you could see your fingerprints all purple and pink on my ass or on my legs? Or would you be excited that I gave myself to you that way? You know, that I let you take whatever you wanted. I know you wouldn't do any of these things without me telling you I was okay with it. Or not with any real conviction anyway, so... I mean, like I said, I think I can tell you these things, and I think I can tell that you want to. And even if it makes you nervous, you know, don't forget about afterward. You can give me a bath. Wash me. Touch me so gently. Put some cream on my bruises. Kiss the places that are still swollen and red. Play with my hair. Tell me what a good girl I was for you. How strong I was and how sweet. Spoon me. Whisper in my ear. All of those things are part of it too. You're like the dessert after dinner. The salty and the sweet, right? Huh? Am I turned on? Why, yes. Yes, I am turned on. I mean, just kind of talking about it gives me a little thrill. Thinking about you that way. You could tell I've given it some thought, can't you? Honestly, I've been thinking about it since we, you know. Do you need to give it some more thought? You are. You have? You are. I'm not the only one who's turned on, I think. Is that a good sign? Oh. Mm. Oh, well, I guess we'll need that safe word then.